Today on the Daily Gator Daily Thought podcast, we're going to listen to some words from Barack Obama. Remember these words? So if somebody wants to build a coal-powered plant, they can. It's just that it will bankrupt them. The war on America's economy and the war on domestic energy and energy independence continues under this administration. The one promise Obama has kept is to bankrupt the coal industry, and he's using the EPA to do it. We'll get into it right after this, my friends. Welcome to Daily Gator Daily Thought Podcast. I am Doug Hagan on this Thursday, July the 9th. And of all the campaign promises Obama has broken, closing Gitmo, get us out of Iraq sooner than he did, sooner out of Afghanistan, transparency, any bill will be posted so the American people can read it for 48 hours before it's voted on. On and on, no lobbyists in the White House, on and on and on. This is the one promise he's kept, to destroy the coal industry. Now, I take you back to before the 2008 elections. He did an interview with the San Francisco Chronicle. And this is from that interview. It was conducted January 17th of 2008. These are the words of Barack Obama, then candidate, now President Obama. Let me sort of describe my overall policy. What I've said is that we could put a cap and trade system in place that is as aggressive, if not more aggressive, than anybody else's out there. Now remember, he tried to get through this through the Senate. When he had both the House and Senate were Democrat controlled, he couldn't do it. Too radical for them, they wouldn't pass it because they knew the devastating effect on the economy and energy it would have, energy prices. So he couldn't get it passed. So, of course, because he cares so much about the will of the people, he's just gone through executive orders and he's ordered the EPA to basically do what he wants done anyway, regardless of what the House and the Senate say. Back to his interview in 2008. He says, I was the first to call for a 100% auction on the cap and trade system, which means that every unit of carbon or greenhouse gases emitted would be charged to the polluter. That will create a market in which whatever technologies are out there that are being presented, whatever power plants that are being built, that they would have to meet the rigors of that market and the ratcheted down caps that are being placed, imposed every year. Listen closely to the next part. So, if someone wants to build a coal power plant, they can. It's just that it will bankrupt them because they're going to be charged a huge sum for all that greenhouse gas that's being emitted. Now, remember, folks, greenhouse gas is allegedly what causes global warming. Well, we've seen progressively now that the mask of the global warming, the climate change, is being pulled off. And it's largely a bunch of lies, a bunch of hooey, if you will. But Barack Obama is still committed to this lie because it will hamstring this country. Back to the president's words in January of 2008, that will also generate billions of dollars that we can invest in solar, wind, biodiesel, and other alternative energy approaches. Stop right there. Now remember, Solandra and all these other green energy companies that have gone belly up bankrupt, SOL, if you will. We invested billions of dollars, taxpayer money, and they all went belly up. They went bust because their business models didn't work, because the market wasn't there. Another failure for Obama. But that doesn't sate his appetite. That doesn't register in his head that, wait, this isn't working. He's still declaring war on coal, and folks, The fewer coal plants we have, the higher your energy prices, your electricity prices will go. Not good for the working people, not good for anyone. Everything will go up when energy prices go up. Everything always does. Remember, this is the president that breaks all his promises except this one, apparently. Back to what he said. He says, the only thing I've said with respect to coal, I haven't been some coal booster. What I have said is that for us to take coal off the table as an ideological matter, as opposed to saying, listen carefully, as opposed to saying, if technology allows us to use coal in a clean way, we should pursue it. So here's the president saying that clean coal doesn't care. Doesn't care if it can be used to create more energy, to lower energy prices. Doesn't care about that. He wants coal gone. Because he believes, for whatever reason, it's evil. Or he thinks that he can fundamentally change this country. And that's one of the ways he's going to fundamentally change it. I have become convinced this man wants our standard of living reduced, wants our standing in the world reduced, wants our military reduced, wants our influence in the world reduced, wants America not to be a leader, to be a follower. He doesn't believe in American exceptionalism. I truly believe this man loathes what this country is really about, and he's doing his damnedest to take it down peg by peg by peg. This is a great example. This is what you get when you get a complete and utter ideologue. A man of principles, sure, but a man of all the wrong principles. You get your energy, largely, electricity from coal in this country. Again, what happens if... There's not a magic pill here, folks. It's not like a magic switch exists in the White House and Obama can just switch it and go from coal to some other source of energy for your electricity. It's supply and demand. The more coal plants shut down, the higher your energy bills will go. And if any of you think that's going to help you somehow, if you're struggling to pay bills, pay mortgage, now imagine when your electric bill doubles, triples, who knows how much. But this is what the left has called for years, to punish all forms of success, be it redistributing wealth, be it punishing people for driving less fuel-efficient vehicles, for driving more, for having larger homes, for using more energy. Punish, punish, punish success. The left claims it wants equality. The equality it wants is the equality of destitution, desperation. That's what they want. The left never goes to the downtrodden and says, here's how you move yourself up. Here's how you improve your lot. No. They always go to the successful, to the wealthy, to the rich, to the ones who have made it, to the ones who are doing it, getting it done the right way. And they seek to tear them down to the level of those that aren't getting it done or making it or living comfortably. They want inequality of misery. That's their end game. Now, the leaders, they won't be hurt. They'll be rich. They'll be fat and happy. It's the people that will suffer, just like they did in the Soviet Union and China and North Korea and every other socialist slash communist class slash Marxist slash Leninist slash Maoist country in the world to one degree or another. Now, this brings us to today, August the 9th, 2012, 4.5 years after Obama gave that interview to the San Francisco Chronicle. In Weasel Zippers, there's a link to a story from Breitbart.com about what is being done to the coal industry. Last month, the Patriot Coal Company filed for bankruptcy, a move prompted in part by the impact that regulations instituted by the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, had on the company. For the same reason, Alpha Natural Resources, Inc. has indicated its intent to cease mining at various sites in Kentucky and lay off about 150 workers. Just what we need with high unemployment, more laid off workers. This administration commits this atrocity against workers in the coal industry the gas mining industry in this country after the BP oil spill, kills jobs, and then has the audacity to approve of ads that attack Romney as a job killer somehow. Give me a break. In Pennsylvania last month, layoffs were also announced by two coal companies, which blamed Obama's war on coal for the job losses. The escalating cost and uncertainty generated by recently advanced EPA regulations and interpretations have created a challenging business climate for the entire coal industry, said the president and CEO of PBS Coals Inc., D. Lynn Shanks. He made that statement in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Meanwhile, July also saw the announcement by the Ohio Valley Coal Company that it would be laying off workers. Ohio Valley Coal's general manager, Ronald Kuntz, accused the Obama administration of engaging in a, quote, war on coal, seeking to destroy the coal industry and the jobs of our own employees and the livelihoods of their families. Well, it's all for the greater good, Mr. Kuntz. You have to understand, this is fundamental change. This is putting America in its place. We're not supposed to be exceptional. We're not supposed to be the best. We're supposed to be just one of another pack of countries. It's all about equality, man. You know what Obama believes. You should by now anyway. Back to the story. But at the end of the month, Ohio American Energy Inc., which is a subsidiary of Murray Energy, announced that it would be closing down mining operations that employed over 200 workers. The founder of Ohio American attributed the layoffs to Obama policies affecting the coal industry and predicted that more job losses would occur as a result of them. There will be additional layoffs, not only at Murray Energy, but also throughout the United States coal industry due to Mr. Obama's war on coal and the destruction that it has caused to so many jobs and families in the Ohio Valley area and elsewhere, said Robert Murray. This is a war on coal. Democrats can talk out of their you-know-whats about the war on women, fake war on workers, war on unions, war on this, war on that. They're the party that has for years declared war on working Americans. It's their policies that hurt working Americans. It's their taxation, their regulation, their addiction to overspending, their addiction to big government that doesn't work at all levels. And this is the latest. This is the most, in my opinion, the most brazenly anti-American administration we've ever had. The most anti-constitutional, the most anti-rule of law, the more, well, what would the slogan be for Obama? When judges, when courts say you can't do something, he does it anyway. When Congress refuses to pass something, he'll, like the gun ban, the UN idiot gun ban that Obama wanted. It didn't pass it through the House, through the Senate, didn't get through Congress. He's thinking about an executive order. So it's whatever the will of the people is, I don't care. Remember Obamacare. This guy doesn't care about the Constitution. He doesn't care about the will of the people, doesn't care about this country. He cares about his vision, whatever that is, whatever that drives him, his deep-seated loathing of this country and its founding principles. That's why we must defeat him in November. We must defeat him in November. Not only to undo the damage done, hopefully, but even more important, to prevent the future damages done, because you can't just say, hey, if we have the House and the Senate, we can block everything. Not with a president that doesn't believe in the Constitution. Not with a president that will just give executive orders to do whatever it is the hell he wants to do anyway. The most important election of my lifetime, your lifetime, is in November, my friends. Do the right thing. Vote the neo-Marxist out. Vote the empty suit out. And vote Mitt Romney in. If not, you might not recognize this country by January 20th, 2017. And yes, I'm serious about that. That's not hyperbole or rhetoric, folks. That's the voice of one very concerned American who does love this country, does love the constitutional principles, and does think America is the most exceptional nation on earth. I will talk to you later. This is Doug Hagen for the Daily Gator Blog.